Welcome to the Gaffer Kevin Podcast, episode 013, episode 13. I'm your host, Kevin Renzi. I'm the general manager of Buckley Newspapers, and I'm the editor of the Jasper County News. Well, I hope that you're having a great week. The podcast took a week off last week for the Easter holiday, and I hope that you had a great Easter weekend. Easter keeps moving around, and Easter was actually on my mom's birthday last week. So spent the weekend with my daughter and with my mom and just celebrating that time and having some family get-togethers. We don't often get to do that much anymore, so I just took the weekend off and said we'll just skip a week on the podcast and we will get back at it this week. So if you haven't picked up a paper this week, we're going to dive right on in to what's in our front page this week. First up, Miss Presley Arnder. She was crowned as Miss Hospitality for Jasper County this past Sunday at Eden Baptist Church. She was officially crowned. She is a senior at Stringer Attendance Center, where she plans to attend the University of Southern Mississippi, majoring in pre-law after her graduation from high school. Presley, she's going to be available to appear at local events promoting growth and economics in the Jasper County area. One of the things that Miss Hospitality does is it serves as the official goodwill ambassador for Mississippi, and if you are selected in this program, there are more than $100,000 worth of scholarship opportunities available within the program. This was, of course, their 75th year anniversary, so it's a pretty big deal to be selected as Miss Hospitality and Miss Arnder. Just a great student all around. Presley's a good kid, so very deserving of being selected as Miss Hospitality of Jasper County, and she will represent this county well. I know she will. Another thing, and probably the biggest story that circulated this week, was a bond of over $100,000 was set for Mr. John Martez Dampier last week, as he led the Jasper County Sheriff's Department on a multi-day manhunt across the county. This began last Sunday morning, where Dampier was accused of breaking into a victim's home and attempting to assault her sexually. Dampier was charged with attempted rape, aggravated assault on a police officer, burglary of an inhabited dwelling of a house, and fleeing a marked police car. Dampier was arrested last Wednesday evening with the help of the Clark County Sheriff's Office and the Mississippi Highway Patrol. Jasper County Sheriff Randy Johnson wanted to make sure that the Clark County Sheriff's Department and Mississippi Highway Patrol got a ton of credit in helping them and assisting them with that arrest. You know, it lasted over a few days. There was some things that were happening, moving very quickly. There was a whole deal where as he fled officers, somehow he got swapped with the vehicle. The vehicle got swapped to his brother, who was also charged with several charges and things like that. It was just a whole ordeal that began last Sunday and then lasted until Wednesday. But great work by the Jasper County Sheriff's Department and the other agencies. You can read more about that in this week's episode, or this week's paper, I should say, of the Jasper County News. Also, a fifth arrest was made from the human trafficking case that stemmed back in February. The Jasper County Sheriff's Department, they arrested Mr. Jason McCullum, and his bond was set last week at $100,000. Charges for Mr. McCullum include human trafficking, possession of a controlled substance, molestation, and possession of paraphernalia. According to Sheriff Johnson, the victim is doing well and is still considered to be safe. Again, this goes back to that case that happened back in February where four people were arrested. And at that time, the sheriff had told me there's probably going to be more charges and potentially more arrests that come from this as we investigate, as we go through records, as we go through different things. It just takes time. And then there was this arrest this week, and there is potential maybe down the road we see another arrest or two. You never know. Just kind of talking with the sheriff, and there's stuff that he obviously cannot share. Just kind of waiting and seeing if anything else stems from that. But just talking with him, the victim is safe and doing well now. So that's always good to hear. So as we kind of breeze through this podcast, that's your top stories that was on the front page. You can check out more stories that's in this past week of the Jasper County News. And I just want to say also, if you pick up a Jasper County News, you'll notice on the top right corner, there's a space as I'm looking at a older paper here, there's a blank space. And I got a call about that. And they were like, man, what's the deal with this blank space? And not trying to be a smart aleck or anything like that. It's just kind of what I went on to say. Is it's because you're not subscribed. What that is that space is for where they put your postal information. It's basically a label, and it goes right there. So subscribers, they get that label there. And with our new printing people, which we use Gannett now and Jackson, which prints the Clarion Ledger, they have to have that space. And around, I believe it's in November, we're actually going to start letting them label our papers. Because of that, they have to have that space there. So if you pick up a paper in a rack or anything like that, you're going to see that blank space. So I know it looks a little bit different. I know that James in Smith County, he has his that looks a little bit different too. He had to change his header, but mine in the Jasper County is a little bit more distinguished, I should say, in that space. So that's just a quick update. If you pick up a paper and you see that, it's because you aren't subscribed yet. Remember, we got rates as low as $30. We'd love to make you a subscriber for a year. You get that and you get our magazines, which I've talked about a couple of weeks ago. Well, as we turn our attention to sports, we had some routes. Every game that I went to, at least on the baseball side of things last week, turned into absolute routes. But we'll start with last Monday, where Stringer softball, they took a victory over Mize. They defeated the Lady Bulldogs 6-3. Overall, it was a good game. Stringer went up, I believe it was 3-0, I think it was, something like that. And then Mize come back, they tied it up, and then Stringer eventually added 3 more runs, and they put the game away. It's been a fight of rain, man. Pine Belt News in Hattiesburg, I noticed their sports editor, he actually wrote a column about how hard it's been to get to games because of rain. It's just washing out, it seems like, every game that we try to go to, and we were fighting off rain again last Monday. So luckily we got that game in, and good to see Stringer softball get a win there. I think Mize is a pretty good little team. They seem to be young, I believe. Just kind of talking with fans out in the stands and things, I think they're a little young, but they're just a good, feisty team, and be exciting to see what they do in the future. But hard to beat Madeline Graham and J.C. Holyfield and all those girls, and Hannah Grace Buckley. It's just hard to beat those girls. They've got a ton of experience, and they persevere, and they're just tough girls to beat. So overall, they went on to defeat the Lady Bulldogs 6-3, and then they also played Taylorsville. This is a district foe, and they beat them in 2 games by a combined score 25-1. They 10-run ruled them in both games last week. Again, they were fighting the rain, had to reschedule and stuff like that, but they took care of business to get that. Well, on the baseball side of things, Stringer also took care of business as they defeated Leak County in a Thursday doubleheader. They were supposed to play 1 game Tuesday and Thursday, and then the other game Thursday. But, of course, the rains came, and it pushed it to a Thursday doubleheader, and they beat them handedly. Whenever I say that, I mean they beat them by a combined 39 runs compared to the Gators' 1 run. So I was at that game. I stayed for the first game, which went about 3 innings, and then about an inning into the second game, I left and headed over to Silver Bay. But it's a district opponent. Not much I can say about the game. There was a lot of hits. Pretty much every Stringer player got a hit. I mean, it's just, you know, it's one of those things where Leak County is not a baseball team. It's not anything disrespectful to them at all. Not trying to be. But it just kind of is what it is. And Stringer was able to take them out in combined 5.5 innings, actually, and beat them 39-1 between those 2 games. Well, then I headed over to Silver Bay because they were having a district game, and they were playing Lamar Christian, and it was no better, except it was went for Lamar Christian's way. Lamar Christian defeated the Saints 12-1 in 5 innings there, and you know, another run rule. It seems like every game that I go to, and I actually got asked by a Stringer player last week at the Leak County game, he said, what's the best game you've been to this week or this year? And I said, probably on the baseball side, probably Stringer and Mize. And then on the softball side, probably Stringer and Mize. Those have been the 2 closest games that I've been to on the year. Otherwise, it's been blowouts, suspended run rules, things like that, or either I don't get to go because it's washed out, rained out, field's not able to be played on, or things like that. So I joked with someone yesterday. I was at Bay Springs in Clarkdale, the softball game. It's the first time I've seen Bay Springs play all year on the softball field. And someone said, "Man, you come whenever we're losing." I said, "Brother, I can't help it. We're literally getting rained out every time I try to come to a game or whenever I plan to. The field conditions just aren't good, or we just flat out get rained out." So not that I haven't wanted to show up and support the girls or anything like that, or the guys. I've been to one Bay Springs game and one Bay Springs baseball game, and now one Bay Springs softball game. It's just tough to get out and get out and see them. I've been to Silver Bay a couple of times. I've been to Stringer a couple of times now. I had to go to Mize to see Stringer play, actually, baseball. So it's just been tough. But eventually, hopefully, this rain will get out and we'll be able to cover, especially as we get into the deep, deeper in the year, and as we head into that playoff stretch, hopefully we'll be able to get some good coverage of all the teams out and around. Well, I'm going to be out of town tomorrow, beginning Friday, probably about noon or so. I'm probably going to head out. I will be out of the state. I'm headed to go see the New Orleans Pelicans and the San Antonio Spurs. I get to see Wembanyama, and hopefully I get to see Zion Williamson. He had a finger issue, apparently, Wednesday night, and he's day-to-day, but we got some really good seats to go see those two teams square off, so I'm excited for that. Big weekend coming up. It's my birthday weekend. My birthday is Saturday? Is it Saturday? I can't remember when my birthday is. I think it's Saturday. It's April the 6th, my birthday is, and I'll turn 34 years old. I feel like I'm a lot older, especially with all the gray hair that I have now. But big weekend. I'm going to share it with my daughter for some of it, going with a buddy again tomorrow to New Orleans. But Saturday and Sunday, we've got WrestleMania weekend and everything else going on. And, yeah, I'm a wrestling fan. I can't help it. I just can't help it. It's a male soap opera, and I am fully invested in it. But I'm going to enjoy the weekend, enjoy the birthday weekend, and just take in being another year older. So, you know, like I said, tons of gray hair to show it, I feel like. But I hope that you all have a great weekend, too. I hope that you have a great week. Remember to subscribe to the Jasper County News. Rates are as low as $30 per year for a subscription. You get the paper. You also get multiple magazines a year if you're a subscriber. You can also find links to the podcast. That's at the top of the Jasper County News Facebook page. You can see some pictures and stuff like that. Again, I hope that you all have a great week, and we'll see you next time on the Jasper County News Podcast.